Good afternoon, everyone. It's Reggie here again. It's been quite some time since I recorded the last session, but better late than never, just before we head into the festive part of December. This is the third and final part of the B2B series that we've been putting together. I've done part one, which was an introduction to the changing face of B2B marketing, and then number two, which was talking about demand generation. And really, just before we head into 2023, part three is just about some of the changes that we will see that are going to impact B2B sellers and, in turn, people who will buy your products and services. And these are really important. They're important to take on board. They're a collation of different people who are leaders in their field. I've taken ideas from everybody from McKinsey through to people like Jim Habig, who's Vice President of Marketing at LinkedIn. I've also taken ideas and insights from Anne Ginn, who writes for the Content Marketing Institute, and various others. There will be other blogs around these subjects, each one of these subjects, as I've mentioned before, and my colleague Rachel Meppen will also be sharing some of her very deep and hands-on insight into the world of this evolving world of B2B marketing. So let's start off with the first of the three things that we're going to see change in 2023, and that is a purpose-built B2B measurement infrastructure. So we're talking measuring things alongside traditional metrics that we use. And that's because attribution is totally skewed. It's skewed because we look at last click analysis. So just because Google was last click, it doesn't mean it was that actually got the business. Again, this will be a separate topic, but I just wanted to go into a little bit more. So things that aren't always measured could be things like a podcast. It's earned media, and it's paid media. Communities, if you're in a Slack group or a Discord group or a private group, you are not always going to be able to measure that. And things like referrals, word of mouth, you do not always know when someone contacts you where they came from unless you ask them. And also there's third-party events, things like people listening to a speaker at an event. It doesn't even have to be an event that they specifically went to, like say an Engage Media event or something like that. I went to a exhibition. Within that exhibition, there were a number of theaters with different speakers. And this was the Call and Contact Center exhibition at Excel in London. And there were a whole variety of different people there, from Five9 through to RingCentral, through to 8x8, Puzzle, a whole host of different people. And within that, there were a number of different theaters where you had breakout areas and people talking and chatting and engaging and networking. None of those elements can be tracked. The only thing that was actually being physically tracked was people with barcode scanners, just scanning people who either filled in a form or, entered a competition or whatever. I would probably hazard a guess that most of those people are being bombarded with emails, follow-up emails, various other things, and are not even ready to buy. They were there information gathering. excuse me. So how we measure what comes in compared to how we've measured things for the last 10 years is going to totally change. And a lot of this is still being built out. But one of the easiest ways, I know it's very old-fashioned, is when you have got a prospect, ask them, how did you hear about us? As I say, I know that sounds very simplistic, but you would be surprised how many people, A, either make an assumption, B, look at last click analysis in terms of attribution, but three, never really understand where the journey came from. And that opens up a much wider question about how companies and where companies invest. Unless something makes an immediate impact, most organizations are not willing to invest in things that are, dare I say, non-tangible. So that is the first thing. How we measure is going to be really changing in 2022. So part two, second part would be CMOs will really need to get under the skin of the financial side of the buying cycle. What I mean by that is with in touch points in terms of the buying process going from, I think Forrester talked about this, from 7 people involved in the buying chain through to 17, and now it's almost 30 people. How you impact all those different people with your product or service is going to become absolutely key. One of the key decision makers now when it comes to marketing is looking at what the impact on cost is going to be. So thinking like a CFO or a financial director or a financial controller, in many cases, deals have been broken or won when it comes to the financial impact of that service or that solution going in front of a CFO. They sometimes are the last people to say yay or nay, or they are very or they're very much involved right along the buying cycle. If you are using your marketing, be that content, be that paid media, whatever that may be, without using any financial metrics or using a level of financial metrics as part of your campaign, you will just be getting leads that will fall flat. So think like a CFO, understand what the CFO is looking for, and it will put you in a much better stead for something in the future to win that business and get it over the line. Okay, another cough, and to my final point three, which is the lines between B2B and B2C will blur much further. I've already talked about this at length. I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. People buy the way we all buy, and it's no different from B2B buyers. They want a reason to buy. They want a reason to buy. A lot of people are birds of a feather just because someone's using something. They want to evaluate. They sometimes want a proof of concept, but ultimately they will ultimately buy. Now you've got to give B2B buyers a variety of different choices. You cannot follow the same process, i.e. a lead comes in, you just pass it on to sale, or marketing gets a lead or do some great work and it goes to sales. A lot of B2B buyers, and McKinsey said that 70% of B2B decision makers are open to making a fully self-serve or remote purchase over $50,000. Now, you may sell something that's more expensive than $50,000. Well, what would you say if I told you that 27%, again, the McKinsey report, would spend more than $500,000, $500,000, without even speaking to your sales team, i.e. they will approach your organization. They're not even on your prospect list, but they've been evaluating you if you've been doing it right. That is a major shift, and that is happening now. And LinkedIn have reported on this, Forrester reported on this, but McKinsey really sort of put that into the key. If you also remember as well that if you're bombarding prospects with emails and using the same, dare I say, old-fashioned techniques of just mailing people who are potential prospects, you've always got to remember, and again, I've been going on about this, the 95-5 rule. 95% of people engaging with your content are not in buyer mode. They are literally looking for and evaluating and gathering information and evaluating a product or your solution or your service, and they are literally information gathering. They're at the top end of the funnel, and they're moving right down to the bottom end of the funnel. So this was, again, the B2B Institute by LinkedIn talk about this a lot, and it's something that you need to bear in mind. So all of these things are happening. All of these things are going to be something that's going to become key in 2023. If you'd like to know more, don't hesitate to get in touch, but I hope you find these sessions useful. I'll put some notes within the blog post and within the podcast. I will wish you a very good evening, and if you're interested to learn more or how we can help on any of the points above, don't hesitate to get in touch. So I look forward to speaking to you guys again very, very soon. All the best and a very Merry Christmas.